Peter,
彼得后书第一章
Second Peter chapter 1，
我们再从第二节读到第十一节。
We will read from verse 2 to verse 11.
来，请大家一起读。
Let's read together.
愿恩惠平安你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多的加给你们。
Divine power given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through this He has given us His very great
honor,
so that through this He has given us the divine nature and the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, brotherly kindness.
有了忍耐，就要加上怜悯；有了坚定，就要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，就要加上爱主人的心。你们若通通足足的有这几样，特别是你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上，不止以勤劳，不止脖子量。
If anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do not do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
来读第二章
Chapter 2
第一节到三节
Verses 1-3
中间
But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They were secretly introduced to destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with stories they have made of. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been
moved.
Chapter 3.
从第八节读到第十五节，头一句。
We will read from verse 8 till the first half of verse 15.
亲爱的,
But do not forget these one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. For the day of the Lord will come like a thief.The heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and see His coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in it.But in keeping with his promise, we're looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth. The home of them, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with us. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation.
Verse 18.
Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him the glory, both now and forever. Amen. When we read a book of 2 Peter, the deepest impression we have of this book is that he talks about Christ's second coming.
这当然是他一生里面 最盼望的一件事。
Of course, this is the greatest hope that Peter had in his life.
所以到他老年他要离开这地上的时候，他就把这件事告诉我了。
And in his advanced age, he has told us of this matter.
讲到那个主耶稣再来的事情。
He talked about how Christ shall come again.
我们知道，当主耶稣从死里复活，那个升天之后。
We know that since Christ resurrected from the dead and ascended into heaven.
那天使就对门徒们说，他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样再来。
And the angel told the disciples how he had ascended into heaven the same way he shall come again.
主耶稣在地上的时候也多次告诉门徒们说，他要去了，他去了之后他还要再来。
And when Jesus was on earth, he often told the disciples that he shall leave them and come back again.
并且要来接他们到主那里去。
And he shall come back to take them into glory.
在书信里面也好多本的书信提到这件事。
And many of the epistles also mention about this thing.
提到主耶稣那再来的事情。
They mention that Jesus shall come again.
我们的主啊，为我们成就了救赎。
So Jesus has accomplished salvation for us.
从死里复活升到天上。
He resurrected from the dead and ascended to heaven.
差遣圣灵来。
On one hand, he has sent down the Holy Spirit.
在我们身上完成他救赎的工作。
So the Holy Spirit shall complete the work of salvation.
等到有一天工作完成之后的时候。
And one day when the work is complete.
他要从天上再来，接所有属他属于他的人到他那里去。
He shall come back and take all those who belong to him back into heaven.
永远同在。
And we will be with him forever.
这是彼得的盼望。
This is Peter's hope.
这也是当初许多使徒们的盼望。
This is also the hope of many disciples.
所以在他们所写的书信里面常常提到主耶稣再来的事情。
Therefore, they often reflect upon this in their epistles.
甚至于在那个时候的门徒们他们见面的时候。
Even when the disciples will meet each other.
他们也以这件事情做他们问安的那种的话语。
They also use these words to greet one another.
他们见面的时候，他们都说主耶稣快来了。
When they see each other, they will tell each other that Christ is coming soon.
一方面，他们得到安慰。
On one hand, this gives them great comfort.
另外一方面，让他们在艰难痛苦的环境里面，让受到鼓舞。
And this encourages them in the suffering.
知道我们是有盼望的人。
That we shall know that we are people with hope.
主来的时候。
And when Christ comes again,
地上的事情都要过去。
All these things on earth shall pass away.
那一天我们要到他那里去。
And that day we will go to him.
永远在一起。
And we will be with him forever.
这是许多圣徒们所盼望的一件事。
And this is the hope for many saints.
不仅当初的使徒们他们是这样。
Not only for the apostles at that time.
这是历史来许多神的儿女们他们都盼望这件事。
But throughout the ages, many saints also hope for this.
多少那个爱主的人。
So many people who love the Lord.
他们一直渴慕的一件事情就是主耶稣再来。
One thing they do long in their heart is for the coming of Christ.
今天我们在地上，我们能够在灵里头和主有交通。
Even though today on earth we can fellowship with God in His Spirit.
享受到主的同在。
We can also enjoy His presence.
特别是当我们一块聚会的时候。
Especially when we meet together.
我们更是感觉到主是在我们中间。
We can truly feel that the Christ is among us.
所以每一次我们聚会，我们那赞美敬拜的时候。
Every time we worship and praise the Lord.
我们就常常是感觉到那喜乐那安息。
Our heart is full of joy and rest.
因为我们知道主是在这里。
Because we know that the Lord is here.
这段时间是很快就会过去了。
But this time shall soon pass away.
我们还要回到我们世界里面。
We still have to return back to the world.
我们还要回到我们的工作里头。
We have to return back to our work.
那一天到那个时候我们就不会那样子感觉到那个主的同在。
And when that happens, we will not feel His presence so strongly.
不会让我们常常那样子很亲切的享受到那个主的同在。
And we cannot intimately enjoy His presence.
所以在我们里头就有一个感觉，一个盼望，那什么时候就来。
And in our heart, we have this desire and we wish that He will come.
主来之后呢，我们就和永远同在了。
Because when He comes, we shall be with Him forever.
再也没有分开了。
We shall not part from Him.
不但这样。
Not only this.
并且今天我们在灵里头的享受主。
Today we enjoy Him in the Spirit.
我们在灵里头在亲近主。
We draw close to Him in our spirit.
觉得还差一点点。
We still feel that there is some lacking.
虽然感觉主是那么亲那么近。
Even though we felt that the Lord is so near.
但是总赶不上我们亲眼看见他，亲手摸到他 那么好。
But it will be much better if we can touch him and see him face to face.
所以许多历史在许多的圣徒们，许多爱主的人，他们那样渴慕能够主耶稣再来。
And throughout the ages, all the saints desire for his coming.
那一天不仅会到永远在一起。
When he comes, we shall be with him.
并且我们能够亲眼看见他的风采。
And we can see him with our eyes.
那亲耳听见他那个慈爱的声音。
And we shall hear his voice with our ears.
那实在是我们那个太喜乐的一件事。
And it will be a joyous day.
但是一年过一年过去，差不多两千年都已经过去了。
But year after year, and it's been 2,000 years now.
主耶稣好像还没有来。
It seems though the Christ has not come yet.
多少那些爱主人他们等候。
And so many people who love the Lord, they are waiting.
他们在祷告。
They're praying.
他们在盼望。
They're hoping.
但是他们那一代要过去了。
But that generation passed away.
还没有来。
And the Lord has not come yet.
我们也是这样。
We're the same way.
啊，我们记得我在刚刚得救时候，那青年的时候。
I remember in my youthful days.
那时候真是盼望能够主耶稣来。
I truly hope that the Lord will come.
那有的时候我属灵光景好一点，就盼望主耶稣现在就来。
Sometimes my spiritual condition is good, and I wish the Lord would come right now.
我属灵光景不太好的时候呢，就盼望主耶稣等一等。
At times when my spiritual condition is not that good, I hope that he will be late. Because my condition is not very good.
有一次聚会里面。
One day in my meeting, in the meeting.
那正好是正碰到我属灵光景不好的时候。
And it happened to be the time that my spiritual condition was low.
他选了一首诗歌。
A brother has selected song.
那个诗歌就是求主那个带来的诗。
And it was a hymn that asked for the Lord to come.
主啊，求你快来。
Does Lord come?
主啊，求你快来。
Lord come quickly.
好多弟兄这边唱的，心里非常受感动。
Many people were very touched by that hymn.
但是我就不敢唱。
But I did not dare to sing the hymn.
我一唱了，主耶稣就来了。
Because I was afraid if I sing and he will come.
像我这样的光景，怎么能见他呢？
And with my condition like this, how can I see him?
但是现在差不多几十年都已经过去了。
And now years have passed by.
从青年到中年到老年。
From youth to middle age, now to the elderly age.
好像主耶稣还没有来。
And it seems like Christ did not come.
尤其是我们唱到弟兄们所写的说到主再来的诗歌。
Especially when we sing about a hymn that the brethren have written about his coming. And our heart truly echo with the hymn.
每一次听见风的声音。
Every time we hear the sound of the wind.
在那个彼得后书第三章里。
In 2 Peter chapter 3.
他就说到主再来的事。
He talks about the coming of Christ.
他说有人以为是主是再来。
And he said, some people think that the Lord is delaying.
他的其实不是单言。
But the Lord is not slow.
乃是宽容你们。
But he is patient with you.
他不愿有一个人沉沦，但愿人人都悔改。
He does not want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
但主来的，主的日子要像贼来到一样。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief.
虽然我们等了这么长久的时间了，
even though we have waited so long,
主还没有来，
and the Lord has not yet come,
就灰心了。
Sometimes we were disappointed.
那么有的兄姊妹就说主是在单言了。
And some people say the Lord is slow in keeping his promise, but he is not.
乃是宽容。
But he is patient with us.
我们许多爱主的人，我们都盼望那么主早一天来。
Those who love the Lord wish that he will come soon.
我们的主他更是这样。
And our Lord wish even more so.
盼望那么早一点。
He wish that he can come early.
结束这个时代。
Finish this age.
能够把那些属他的人都带到他那里去。
And bring all those people who belong to him.
这是他那个最喜乐的时候。
This is his most joyful time.
为什么主还在单言呢？
Why is he still delaying?
为什么主直到今天他还没有回来呢？
How come the Lord has not yet come back?
彼得就告诉我们有两个原因。
Peter told us two reasons.
或者这样说，有一个原因。
Well, we will put it this way, there is one reason.
他就说到主不是在单言，那是宽容我们。
He's saying the Lord is patient with us.
他是他等候。
He is waiting.
不是他不愿意来。
It is not that he doesn't want to come.
他实在是盼望来。
He truly wishes to come, but he is waiting.
他等候什么事情呢？
What is he waiting for?
有两件事情是他等候。
There's two things that he's waiting for.
一件事情。
One thing,
他愿意万人悔，愿意万人悔改。
He wants everyone to come to repentance.
他不愿一个人存在。
He does not wish anyone to perish.
他愿意人人都悔改。
He wish everyone to repent.
我们的主，他心里实在是满了慈爱。
Our Lord is full of loving kindness in His heart.
他在十字架上死，乃是为了人人尝到滋味。
His death on the cross is for everyone.
他的救赎乃是为了所有人类的。
And His salvation is prepared for everyone.
我们都可以能够得到他的救赎。
We can all receive His salvation.
但是因为我们心里都刚硬。
But because of the hardness of our
heart. 我们还有思想里面许多成见。
Because of our opinions of Him.
直到现在，我们还不能够能够接受他的救恩。
And even until now, we still cannot accept His salvation.
主,
Therefore, the Lord is patient. He is waiting.
他真是巴不得那个人人都悔改。
He truly wished that all men would repent.
他不愿有一个人沉沦。
He does not wish anyone to perish.
因为他的心是满了慈爱。
Because His heart is full of loving kindness.
他很盼望我们都能够蒙恩得救。
He truly wished that everyone would be saved.
那么这是一方面。
And this is one hand.
第二方面呢？
And the second
hand. 那是为着这两里的。
It is for the children of God.
那就是我们刚才所念的第十五节的上一半。
And this is the first half of verse 15.
他并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的缘由。
Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation.
这样的宽容。
The Lord is waiting.
主这样的忍耐。
And He is patient.
乃是给我们机会，叫我们能够得到完全的救恩。
He is giving us opportunity to receive the whole salvation.
我们虽然已经蒙恩得救了。
Even though we're saved.
但是在我们里面还没有享受到那个完全的救恩。
But within us, we have not yet enjoyed the full salvation.
我们读彼得前书已经说过。
When we studied the First Peter.
是你救恩乃是完全的救恩。
We talked about His salvation is the full salvation.
他不仅是叫我们灵里头再活过来。
He not only revived our soul,
并且叫我们的魂也能得到拯救。
But also our soul shall be saved.
我们的思想、意念和情感。
Our minds and our opinions will all be saved.
那个全人都像主耶稣基督一样。
So that our whole being will be like Christ.
终于把我们救到这一步。
Christ shall save us.
使我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Until that we are holy and blameless.
使我们成为一个无可责备的。
We are blameless.
但是今天在我们身上还有许多的掺杂。
But today there are still a lot of mixtures in us.
我们的思想里面不像主耶稣。
Our minds are not like Christ.
我们的情感也不像主耶稣。
And our emotions are not like Christ.
我们还有很多自己的意见和主张。
We still have a lot of our own will.
让主在我们身上不能得到那个完全的地位。
And Christ cannot gain the perfect ground in us.
所以主给我们机会，给我们时间。
Therefore, Christ gave us time and opportunity.
让我们能够得到完全的救恩。
So that we can receive the perfect salvation.
让我们的救恩完全常住在我们的身上。
And the salvation can be complete in us.
我们灵里头能够得救，那是这个刹那之间的一件事。
The salvation of our spirit is just with a blinking of an eye.
可能一分钟的时间我们就得救了。
Maybe within 1 minute we're saved.
那是我们的灵，我们的魂，我们得到拯救。
But for our soul to receive its salvation, that takes a period of time.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们还没有得到拯救的话
，But sisters, if we have not yet received salvation,
没有办法来的。
The Lord cannot come.
若是主来的话
，If He does come,
看见我们虽然是灵已经得，我们灵里头已经得到拯救了。
He will see that our spirit has been saved.
但是我们的全人还是那样不像主耶稣基督。
But our whole being is still not like Him.
吃不到，没有办法享愧的。
We cannot be His counterpart.
他的心那么怎样得到安慰呢
？How can His heart be comforted?
所以弟兄姊妹，彼得说到主耶稣来的时候
，So when Peter talked about Christ coming,
他就想到另外一件事。
He thought about another thing.
当然，一方面我们需要大家传福音。
Of course, on one hand, we need to spread the gospel.
我们需要盼望着人人都能得到拯救。
We need to wish that all men are saved.
是没有一个人被沉沦的。
That not one will perish.
我们盼望这样。
We wish this.
但另外一方面
，But on the other hand,
我们也需要准备我们自己。
We also need to prepare ourselves.
所以彼得讲到主耶稣来的时候
，So when Peter talked about his coming,
他特别那个注意一件事。
He emphasized one thing.
特别提醒我们一件事。
He reminded us one thing.
就是要我们有属灵长进。
that we need to have spiritual growth.
我们不能停留在那个婴孩的阶段。
We cannot remain as an infant.
若是我们还像个婴孩一样。
If we're still like an infant.
我们里面虽然有了生命。
Even though we have life.
我们虽然成了神的儿女。
We have become the children of God.
但是我们这个人不像神的儿女。
But we are not like the children of God.
我们的思想意念不像。
Our minds and emotions are not like him.Our feelings are not like him. And our characters are not like him. We are not like his children. Just like the church of Corinth. Even though they are saints. But they still live in their flesh. And there is jealousies and dissensions among them. They have their own will and their own opinion. And the Lord cannot gain the perfect ground in them.
主盼望我们能长大成人。
Therefore, the Lord wished that we were all grown.
使我们这个魂，就是我们整个人呢，能够有改变。
So that our soul will be changed.
叫我们能够变得像主耶稣基督一样。
And we shall be changed to be like him.
我们这个变像主耶稣基督了。
We want to be like him.
我们的思想像他了。
And our minds will be like Christ.
我们情感也像他。
And our emotions are like Christ.
他所喜欢的就是我们所喜欢的。
His desire is our desire.
他所恨恶的就是我们所恨恶的。
Whatever he hates, we hate also.
我们思想也像主耶稣。
And our mind will be like him.
没有那许多肉体了，那个掺杂的那些思想在里面。
We will not have any flesh thoughts.
我们思想我们所想的都是想到主的事。
But everything on our mind will be his business. Will be so pure.
那样的那个相处
and will be like him.
我们的情感也是这样
our feelings are the
same 亲爱的弟兄姊妹主一直在我们身上要做一件事就要我们能够长大成人
The Lord continue to work in us so that we can grow
要我们有属灵的长进
He wants us to have spiritual growth
只等到我们能够长大成人之后
Until we can grow into maturity
到那个时候我们才变得那个像主耶稣
Then we will be like Christ
那不是说外面那个像主耶稣了
It doesn't mean that our outward appearance will be like him
我们像主耶稣有个胡子我们留个小胡
That Christ has a little mustache that we put on the mustache.
走路的时候一定是慢慢的，我们也不敢快走。
And maybe Christ shall walk slowly, then we walk slowly like him.
外面所做的都是死的行为。
These outward works are all death.
主，我们说到我们圣经里说到我们像主耶稣。
When the Bible mentioned that we shall be like Christ.
我们说到我们里面的性格能够像主。
But it talks about that our character and nature shall be like him. How he is holy.
我们也是这样。
We will be holy.
他是怎样的真实
How he is true.
我们也是这样
We will be true.
他是这样的纯洁
He is pure.
我们也是这样
And we will be pure.
他是这样的谦卑
He is humble.
我们也是这样
And we will be humble.
他是这样的慈爱
He is full of loving kindness.
我们也是这样
We will be the same.
我们这个人性格改变了
Our nature shall
be changed. 我们这个人改变了
And our whole man is changed.
这就是我们的长进
This is our growth.
所以在彼得前书第一章里面
In 1 Peter chapter
1
talks about spiritual growth.
这件事情
And for this matter,
我们要分外的殷勤
We need to be diligent.
我要努力大的追求
We want to pursue.
那么我们有属灵长进
So that we can have spiritual growth.
能够长大的地步
We can grow to the point.
使我们能够和主耶稣相配
That we will be comfortable to Christ.
等到一天他来的时候
On the day of his coming,
他来接我们
When he comes to take us,
他的心才能得到安慰。
His heart shall be comforted.
他才能得到满足。
He can be satisfied.
如果我们不像主的话
，If we are not like Christ,
个个都像一个婴孩。
And each and every one of us still look like an infant.
你想主来的时候，他的心怎么能得到满足？
How can the Lord be satisfied when he comes?
那是他的荣耀。
That is not his glory.
那一个乃是他的羞耻。
That is his shame.
所以就今天主不是在单言。
Today the Lord is not slow in his coming, but he is patient. He is waiting for us, hoping that we will change. It is not a matter of time. The Lord himself told us that no one knew about the time. He can come a day early, or he can come a day late. He said that 1,000 years in his eyes is one day, and a day in his eyes is like 1,000 years. He can work for a thousand years. He can complete in one day. With him, it's not a question of time. But it's a question about condition. If we have no spiritual growth, then the Lord will delay. The Lord will wait. And hoping that we will grow into maturity.
At the right time, 就好像启示录所告诉我们的
，Just like what Revelation showed us,
新妇装饰整齐了
，That the bride shall be prepared.
那我们个个都有老师儿子的形象
，We all have the likeness of Christ.
不仅是外面，我们性格当然像他
，Not only our nature is like him.
我们里头的性质也像他
，Not only our character is like him, but also our nature.
主耶稣就来了
，And then that day the Lord will come.
所以弟兄姊妹，不是说那个时间当然耽误了主。
It is not time that is delaying the Lord.
乃是我们的光景那儿耽误了主。
But our delay, but our condition.
没有办法，那个今天就来到我们中间。
Because our condition, he cannot come today.
还能他等候多少时间呢？我们不知道。
How long would he wait? We do not know.
我们只盼望一件事，叫我们殷勤在追求主。
We only wish for one thing that we would diligently pursuing the Lord. Just like what Peter had told us.
有了信心，还要加上德性。
With faith, we should add self-control attributes.
那光有信心是不够的。
With faith only, it is not enough.
那雅各也告诉我们说。
And Peter tells us.
如果是一个活的信心的话。
With a living faith.
它会产生出那个行为来的。
It would result in good work.
如果是一个死的信心呢？那没就没有什么事情发生了。
With a dead faith, nothing will happen.
如果我们的信心是活的信心。
If our faith is a living faith,
那是主所给我们的信心。
It is the faith that Christ has given us.
我们在这个信心里面。
And we live in this faith.
自然而然，我们的行为就不一样。
Naturally, our work shall be different.
我们的生活就不一样。
Our life shall be different.
像我们弟兄唱的诗歌，他说他最喜欢这首诗歌。
Like our brothers mentioned that the hymn we just sang was his favorite one.Trust and obey.
那个信心会产生出行为来的。
And that will result in work.
那个信心会改变我们的光景。
That kind of faith will change our condition.
也改变我们的生活。
It will change our life.
有了信心，又加深德行。
So with faith, goodness, add to goodness.
因为儿女们的行为不是这样做出来的。
And the work of the children of God is not an act.
儿女们的行为那是要信主耶稣产生出来的。
But our works came from believing in Jesus Christ.
所以在希伯来书第十一章里头。
Hebrew 11 tells us.
你看见那么多人那个宝贝的见证。
You have seen so many precious testimonies.
都是从那活的信心而产生。
They are all a result of living faith.
无论是亚伯也好。
For Abraham.
无论是以勒或挪亚也好。
Enoch or Oh, Noah.
他们每一个人那个行为都是从你活的信心而产生出来。
Every one of them is a result of living faith.
所以我们若是有一个，若是活在那个信心里面
，If we live in faith,
那自然而然我们的行为就改变了。
Naturally, we will have good.
那我说那个自然而然呢，就有一点讲究的。
And
这个不一定很准确的。
It is not easy just to say naturally we shall acquire this. We need to pay a price.
雅各因着信献祭于神。
Abel by faith he sacrificed to God.
他有了那个行为需要出点代价。
And he has to pay a price for his work.
他出代价就是把命都摆上去了。
He has given up his life.
雅各的含因着信就离开加勒底的乌尔。
Abraham, by faith, he has left his homeland.
那个行为是出了代价。
And that work he had paid a price for.
很多时候，弟兄不是说我们没有信心。
Many times it's not that we do not have faith.
我们那个信心不是活的信心。
Or that we do not have a living faith.
我们是活的信心，但是我们不肯出代价。
We have living faith, but we're not willing to pay the price.
要这样的话，那是有需要有牺牲的。
We know that in order to have living faith, we need to pay a price.
所以那个信心产生不出行为来。
And therefore, we're not willing to pay the price and do not have the work.
要加上德行。
With goodness, with faith, goodness.
那要出一点代价。
And that takes time.
又要德行。
With goodness.
又要加深知识。
Knowledge.
那么这个知识就是对主那个对主的认识。
And that is the knowledge of Lord.
那从经历而产生出来的。
It is knowledge from our experience.
不是从书本上来的。
Not knowledge from the book.
也不是人教导我们的。
Or not knowledge from men's teaching.
从经历而产生出来的。
But the knowledge resulting from experience.We trust in the
Lord.
And we rely upon
Him.
We see that His grace increases in our life. And our life has
changed.
Our work and behavior is different than before. Then we have a knowledge of God. And this is the knowledge resulting from experience.With knowledge, we need to add self-control. Many times with lots of knowledge, we think that we know everything. And naturally, we will be proud of ourselves. Therefore, we need self-control. And that self-control, we're controlled by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit shall control us in our heart.
我们以为懂得了
Many times we thought we knew.
我们以为知道了
We know something.
结果我们碰到一些的事情
And then we encounter something.
我们看见我们还是不知道
Which shows us we still do not know. We still do not understand.
是我们没有办法那个自夸
Therefore we cannot boast.
没有办法那个骄傲
And we cannot be proud.
有了知识又要加深有了节制又要加深忍耐
And to self-control perseverance.
有了忍耐又要加上什么敬虔敬
and to perseverance godliness
那这时候有一点像主耶稣了
now we are like Christ
虔敬就是主耶稣基督像主耶稣
godliness is to be like God
所以有了虔敬要加上爱弟兄
and to godliness brotherly kindness
我们常常讲那个弟兄相爱
we often talk about how brethren shall love one another
讲起来是容易的
It is easy to talk about.
真的把那个爱活出来的话，那需要特别代价。
But in order to live out the reality, we need to pay the price.
什么叫做弟兄相爱
？What is the name brotherly kindness?
耶稣给我们看见。
Jesus has shown us.
他爱我们，为我们舍己。
He loved us and he died for us.
弟兄这个相爱乃是舍己的爱。
And To love the brothers is to sacrifice ourselves. It is not that you do something for the brother, then you love the brother. Or we gave our brother some material things, then we love him. The true love is that you're willing to lay aside yourself, your opinion, and your will.And your concept, you're willing to lay aside all these. Many times we think that we know the best. We had the best suggestions. We often hold on to what we believe is right. Then there is no love. The true love is a sacrificial love. It is very rare that we can die for our brothers. But we often have time to lay aside ourselves for our brothers. Especially when we are together, when we live together, when we serve together. There are many opportunities for us to learn to sacrifice.To lay aside ourselves.
那你说我既然是这样，那我就不说话吧。
You say since if this is so, then I will not speak.
那这样就免去很多的麻烦了。
This way we will not have any problem.
我没有主张，也没有意见。
If I have no opinions, no suggestions.
那么当然也不需要说，也不想说了。
Then I don't need to lay aside myself.
当然，难处是免掉了。
Of course, we don't have the problem.
功课没有学到。
But you have not learned the lesson.
我们没有学到什么是神。
We have not learned what is the grace of God.
啊，我们对主的恩典不认识。
Then we will not know of His grace.
所以我们需要，我们可以在说我所该说的话。
We can speak what we wish to say.
靠着主的恩典说话。
But by the grace of God, lay aside our own self.
没有在争执。
That we will not fight with one another. With brotherly kindness.
要加上爱。
We need love.
那个爱是让爱充满的。
And that is to be filled with love.
我们就活在爱的里面。
Then we shall live in love.
当我们这样活在爱的里面。
When we live in love,
就是活在神的里面。
We are living in God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
因为到这个时候，神从我们身上在彰显。
At this time, Christ can be manifested from us.
从我们生活里面大活出来。
He can manifest from our daily living.
所以我们必须要一直往前去。
We must move forward, brothers.
然后属灵生命要一直有长进。
And allow the spiritual life to grow.
不能停留在那个开头的阶段。
We cannot just stay in one stage.
让我们能长大成人。
We need to grow up.
从信心一直达到爱心。
From faith all the way to love.
让爱充满我们。
And let love fill us.
那个基督的爱从我们身上彰显出来。
And we also manifest the love of God.
啊，这就是主在我们身上的工作。
This is the work of God in us.
所以彼得就告诉我们说。
And Peter tells us.
他既然这有这些事，你们要分外。
Says be even more diligent.
我们必须要殷勤。
We need to be diligent.
我们必须要追求。
We need to pursue. We cannot just live carelessly.
我们猛然得救了。
Things that we are saying.
我们就等着将来到天堂里头去。
Then we just sit back and wait.
今天就是来参加聚会的话。
Today even when we do come to the meeting.
就是说，就是怕明白一点圣经知识。
We just want to acquire a little bit more Bible knowledge.
有一点属灵的享受。
Or have some spiritual enjoyment.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那这个是不够的。
This is not enough.
我们要让我们属灵生命有长进。
We need to have spiritual growth.
我们要一直大有长进。
We need to continue to grow.
从信心一直加上，一直加上，一直大加上去。
From faith, we need to add more and more.
等到我们这人改变了。
Until our whole being is changed.
完全像主耶稣。
Until we're totally like Christ.
让神从上来彰显出来。
And allow Christ to be manifested from our life. At this moment.
那就主耶稣再来。
It's the moment that Christ shall come.
当他把我们装饰整齐的时候
Only when we are all prepared.
他才会来接他的新妇
Then he shall come to take his bride.
若是那个新妇还是小女孩
If the bride is just a little girl,
那个新郎是没办法娶她的
The bridegroom cannot take the bride.
必须要长大
She must grow.
要装饰整齐
And be prepared.
到这个时候才新郎才预备来迎娶
At this moment, the groom shall come to take the bride.
我们主对我们也是这样。
Our Lord is the same with us.
在我们属灵长进上面
in our spiritual growth.
那么仇敌是尽他所能的来拦阻这件事。
The enemy will use all he can to stop this growth.
因为这边撒旦攻击我们也好。
Satan shall attack us.
和仇敌所有的诡计也好。
And he shall use all kinds of ways.
为什么他这样的攻击我们呢
？Why does he want to attack us?
为什么这样说有这么多的计谋呢
？Why does he plan so many things around us?
就是拦住我们属灵的。
Because he wants to stop the spiritual growth.
叫我们能停下来。
If he can cause us to slow down.
叫我们不能有长进。
And cause us to have no growth.
他的恶意就已经成功了。
Then he has accomplished his evil will.
知道这件事非常严重的。
Because he knows this is a very serious thing.
我们若是长大出来的话
if we can grow into maturity,
就再来一点
then Christ will come.
那一天不仅是我们被接到主那里去。
That day we shall be taken into heaven.
因为所有的权势都在崩溃了。
And the power of the enemy shall be shall fail. And his kingdom shall fall.
所以他知道这件事情严重性。
So he knows that this is very important.
他尽他所能拦住我们阻挡我们。
Therefore he used all he can to stop the growth.
有的时候他是会用罪来拦住我们。
Sometimes he will use sin to tempt us.
让我们落在罪恶里面。
He will cause us to be fallen in sin. And and cause us to be defiled. Then we cannot grow. Or he will use the world to take our heart. So that we have no time to pursue the Lord. And then our whole being shall be taken over by the world. And we will not have spiritual growth. But it's just besides these things. These are things that we do know. And it's easy for us to tell. But besides these things,
就是还有好多好多的事情。
There are still many other things.
仇敌的诡计。
That's the means of the enemy.
那么借着他所做他借着他所做的一切的诡计。
And with all the all his plans.
拦住我们，叫我们不能有长进。
He will stop us from growing.
当然，在使徒行传前面的时候，你就看见那撒旦是借着各样权势来逼迫残害。
We see that in the book of Acts that the enemy used all kinds of means to persecute the children of God cannot grow and they cannot assemble together. Today we should not think that the enemy is not doing anything.
在教会里面，在基督教的世界里面，都仍然继续不断的做工。Today
among in the Christian world, the enemy continues to do his
work.也许他所做的比从前还要多。Maybe
he's doing even more than
before.比从前还要厉害。
He is more fearsome than before. And he is more effective than before. He used many things to stop us from growing. One sister, you see many children of God. There are many people who are zealous for the Lord. There are many people who go to church. There are many people who work for the Lord. But how many people is pursuing after the spiritual world? It is very difficult to find people like this. That they diligently pursue the Lord. That they wish that they have spiritual growth. It is very rarely you will meet people like this. We only meet people who are zealous for the Lord. We only meet workers. But very rarely we will meet godly people. The enemy will use many ways to stop us, to cause us to have no growth. He will take us to this place or that place. And to stop us from focusing on this path. We must know the work of the enemy. That we will not be falling into his trap. I don't want to spend too much time on this. And then Peter talked about something else. How can we have spiritual growth? How can we grow spiritually?
And
chapter 3, verse 18 tells us,
你们要在我们救主
But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To allow our spiritual life to grow, we need to grow in grace. When we live in His grace, and in grace we continue to move forward, then our lives shall grow.
也许有弟兄姊妹, 或者你们有问题, 什么叫做恩典?
Maybe someone
asked,
what is grace?
那有的弟兄姊妹,
of course, for some of you, you know already, because we talked about this before.
怕有弟兄姊妹不知道,
but for those who does not know about this grace,
弟兄姊妹,
grace appears many times in the Bible.
圣女儿你们也常常提到恩典。
And the children of God also mention about grace.
什么是恩典呢?
But what is grace?
从前住来说呢, 恩典就要神好待我们。
From surface, it means that God is good to us.
神看顾我们。
He takes care of us.
神保守我们。 神保守我们。
And He protects us.
那神给我们所需要的。
He provides you all that we need. Then we say, this is the grace of God. Of course, this is the grace of God.
神给我们顺利的环境,
or sometimes God gave us a smooth environment. And gave us peace and everything.
这不能说不是神的恩典。
We cannot say that these are not God's grace.
这个恩典乃是外面的恩典。
But these are just outward grace. It is not a grace within us.
神愿意这样对待我们,
of course, God wants to treat us well. But this is not the most precious thing. This is not the grace itself.
什么是那个真实的恩典?
What is the true grace?
那个真实的恩典乃是知道主耶稣自己说的。
The true grace refers to Jesus Christ himself. And John chapter 1 tells us,
他说道成了肉身,
The word becomes flesh.
那么住在我们中间,
and dwell among us.
充充满满的有恩典有真理,
full of grace and truth.
在主耶稣里头是满了恩典。
Within Jesus Christ is full of grace.
满了那个真实。
Full of truth.
在他里面那是真实的恩典。
In him we find the true grace.
真正的恩典充满在里面。
And the grace is full within him.
我们的主耶稣基督。
And for Jesus Christ,
他可以说是恩典的那个具体的表现。
He is the representation of grace.
话也好。
In his words,
或者是他的行为也好。
And in his words,
那每一件事都是把恩典在显出来的。
Everything manifests grace itself.
主耶稣他就是恩典的实际。
He is the reality of grace.
就是恩典的具体的表现。
He is the true representation of grace.
所以恩典是指怎么说的呢？
So what is grace?
恩典乃是主耶稣基督说的。
Grace is Jesus Christ himself.
那为什么说主耶稣为什么要说恩典？这个转弯不是很叫人困惑吗？
Why don't we just use Jesus Christ and we have to use the word grace? Isn't that very confusing?
如果是你想分的话，也可以这样分。
If you want to separate, then you can do it too.
在外面，我们说是主耶稣基督。
Outwardly, we say it's Jesus Christ.
这是我们所高举、我们所敬拜的。
This is the one that we worship.
但是神所赐给我们的主耶稣基督，在我们里面，我们所得到的主耶稣基督。
But the Christ that is within us.That God has given to us is grace.
他不就在我外面。
It is not only outside.
带领我们，教导我们。
Teaching and guiding.
我们也在尊敬，在敬拜他。
We also worship him.
那么，并且神也把他的儿子赐给我们。
But God has also given His Son to us.
那我们领导住在我们里面
to live inside of us.
当作一个恩，当作一个礼物赐给我们
God has given us his son like a gift.
当作一个产业赐给我们
like an inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，那就是恩典。
换句话说 that is grace.
换句话说，在我们里面所得到的主耶稣就是恩典。
What we have, the Christ we have gained within us is grace.
所以圣经提到恩典是乃指着主耶稣基督说的。
So when the Bible mentioned about grace, it's referring to Jesus Christ.
那如果说到在恩典上有长进。
If we want to grow in grace,
那就说到我们在主耶稣在我们里头更增加了。
It means that Christ shall be increased in us.
主耶稣在我们里头地位增加了。
His position shall increase.
他的成分也增加了。
And his portion shall increase.
那就是恩典在增加了。
That means grace is increasing.
弟兄姊妹，当主在我们里面增加的时候
，When Christ is increased in with increased in us,
我们就有属灵长进了。
Naturally, we will have spiritual growth.
我们看见彼得就是这样一个人。
We see Peter was such a man.
彼得刚刚主呼召他的时候
，When Christ, when Jesus called Peter,
那时候他很少是活在恩典里。
At that time, he rarely lives in grace.
他也不认识恩典。
He does not know grace.
他也没有活在恩典里头。
And he did not live in grace.
之所以虽然跟随主那么长久的时间呢
？Even though he followed Jesus for such a long time.
他有启示。
He has revelation.
他认识主耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
He knew that Christ is the Son of God.
他也听过主耶稣讲许多的道理。
And he heard many teachings.
他不仅听见，而且还把它记下来了。
He not only heard these teachings, he also recorded them down.
听见的就告诉了马可。
And he told what he had heard to Mark.
马可就写了马可福音。
And Mark wrote the gospel according to Mark.
他也看见主耶稣所行的神迹和奇事。
He has also seen the miracles and the signs that Jesus performed.
他知道这位就是基督，是神的儿子。
He knew that this is Christ, this is the Son of God.
他知道主耶稣的，他有永生之道。
He also knew that he has the eternal way.
所以他就跟随主耶稣基督。
Therefore he followed him.
弟兄姊妹，彼得他和主耶稣关系可以说从外面来说是很亲密的。
And from outwardly, we can see that he is very close to Jesus.
许多地方别人不能到，彼得当然到了。
Many places that people cannot go, but Peter went with Christ.
有许多事情别人没有看见，彼得当然看见了。
Many things that cannot be revealed to others, but revealed to Peter.
所以彼得和主耶稣关系是很近很近的。
Therefore, he is very close to Jesus.
但是你就很稀奇一件事，彼得没有说多少长进。
But you are very amazed that Peter did not grow very much.
一直到主耶稣钉十字架之前。
Even at the time before Jesus was crucified,
彼得仍然是活在自己里面。
Peter was still a person that lived within himself.
仍然是像彼得这个他，仍然他这个彼得样子。
He still had the likeness of Peter.
所以当弟兄们在那里争论谁为大的时候
，So when the brothers were arguing who shall be the greatest,
他当然跟着争。
He was among one of them.
当然我是最大的。
Of course I should be the greatest.
因为我和主耶稣关系最亲近。
Because I'm closest to Jesus.
那主耶稣最喜欢我了。
And he likes me the best.
那我是最大的。
I am the greatest.
所以你看见他是活在自己里面的人。
You see that he still lives within himself.
主耶稣对门徒们说，今天晚上你们因着我的缘故都要跌倒。
When Jesus told them, tonight you shall fall because of me.
彼得就是对主耶稣说，虽然他们会跌倒，我是总不会跌倒的。
And Peter told Jesus that even though they will fall, but I will not.
是不是那样自己，那样相信自己？
You know that he truly believed in himself.
他是一个自信的人。
He is very self-confident.
那么这个主又说，那么今天晚上七教以前呢，你三次要否认我。
And then Jesus told him tonight before the cock crow three times you shall deny me. And Peter was very anxious.
我这么长久时间，主耶稣还不认识我。
He said, for such a long time, you still do not understand me.
我想到主的心，主还不知道。
Don't you know my heart for you?
我怎么会跌倒呢？
How can I fall?
我就是和你同死，我也不离弃你啊。
Even if I have to die with you, I would not leave you.
是你看见彼得相当相信自己，是吗？
You know that Peter really trusts himself.
还怪主耶，好像有点怪主耶稣，不大信任他。
It seems like he blamed Jesus for not believing in him. I am Peter.
我这样的跟随你。
I follow you.
你拥有永生之道。
You have the eternal way.
我还跟随谁呢？
The eternal truth.
好多门徒们都退去了。
Many people have fallen behind.
我仍然在跟随你。
But I still follow you.
我就是和你同死，我也不离开你的。
Even if I die, I will not leave you.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Friend and sister.
你怎么不认识？
Peter does not know himself because he still lives in himself.
弟兄们，下面故事我们大家都知道。
And then we all know the story.
当主耶稣在克西马尼园里头被捉拿的时候。
When Jesus was captured in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那时候彼得也表现自己相当勇敢。
At that time, Peter still showed himself as very brave.
恐怕那时候最后一次表现。
Maybe that's the last chance he has.
马上就把刀拿出来了。
He pulled out his knife.
拿着刀就杀。
And he started to kill.
还要保护主耶稣。
He wanted to protect Jesus.
你们不能捉拿主耶稣，你要捉拿我就杀。
You cannot lay your hands on Jesus. If you do, I will kill you.
收刀入鞘吧。
And therefore Jesus told Peter to take your knife away.
动刀的就必死在刀下。
Those who kill with knife shall die under the knife.
彪他。外面看起来是相当勇敢。
Even though he seems like he was a brave person, he has followed Jesus.
并且自己以为说是大家忠诚的，当然向着主。
He also thinks that he's very loyal to Jesus.
他为着主耶稣肯舍命的。
For Jesus, he's willing to die.
当人大欺负主的时候
，and when people want to
人大捉拿主的时候
，take Jesus Christ,
他要起来大家保护。
He wants to rise up to protect.
亲爱的兄弟们
，brothers and sisters,
一方面给我们看见。
On one hand, we see that Peter does not know himself. On the other hand, we see Peter did not know Jesus either.
如果是他真认识主耶稣的话
if he had the true knowledge of Jesus Christ,
需要你拔出刀来保护他吗？
Do we still need to use our knife to protect
our Lord? 有的时候吧，我们弟兄就有一位姊妹问这样问题。
Once a sister asked this question.
他说又是有一个我有一个感动。
If I have a moving of the Holy Spirit,
实在是出乎主的。
And it is from the Lord.
那我就把我的感动在说出来了。
Then I will share my feeling.
我把我的意见在表明出来。
I will express my suggestion.
若是弟兄姊妹反对的话
，If brother sister object to that,
那我是不是要放下这个意见呢
？Should I lay aside my suggestion?
因为我确实知道是出乎主的。
I know for sure that this came from the Lord.
我还是要坚持到底。
I need to hold on to this
suggestion
because this came from the Lord.
必须打争到底。
I must hold on to the end.
把你们都打服下来，收服下来才可以。
I must persuade all of you.
就是对我们姊妹说。
Then I told our sister.
我说你知道主耶稣是谁吗
？Do you know who Jesus Christ is?
主耶稣他是那创造宇宙万有的神。
He is the one that created the universe.
你来为他争吗？
Does he need you to fight for him?
你来为他辩护吗
？Does he need you to argue for him?
不需要的。
He doesn't.
有位弟兄说
，A brother said this.
他说主耶稣是犹大支派的狮子啊。
He says that Jesus is the lion from the tribe of Judah.
狮子是兽中之王。
And lion is the king of the beast.
若是一个狮子在走路
，If the lion is walking,
需要不需要我们的来保护他
？Does the lion need anyone else to protect him?
No. 他自己会保护自己。
He himself can protect himself.
我们主耶稣乃神的儿子。
Our Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
不需要你为他争的。
Doesn't need you to fight for him.
不需要你为他辩论。
Doesn't need you to argue for him.
不需要你在保护他。
Isn't it your protection? But Peter did not know Christ. He did not know himself. He says, with two knives, it should be plenty. And he does not know. At the end, you know, Peter totally failed. When Jesus was captured, and he was in the courtyard of the high priest, Peter followed along. You know how much he failed. Three times he denied Jesus. The last time he denied, he swore and he said, I do not know this man. If I do know him, and this shall happen to me. Brothers and sisters, we do not know ourselves. Therefore, we live in ourselves. And we rely upon ourselves. Peter was such a man. How come the grace of God cannot be revealed? It's because you rely upon yourself too much. You only believe in yourself. You think that you're able. You're capable. Therefore, Christ cannot be revealed. Yes, you have been saved. And grace is within you. But the grace cannot reveal its power. Because we still live in ourselves. We do not know ourselves. Therefore, the Lord allowed Peter to fail. Not only fail, but fail greatly. At the end, Jesus looked at him.
那一眼呢，我想怎么那么大的有力量，有那么大的力量。
This look is full of power. And Peter was very ashamed.
他就除去痛苦。
He went out and wept greatly.
这样一个蒙了恩惠的人。
He was a person who had received so much grace. At the end, he denied Christ.
甚至是在一个小的使女跟前那儿否认了主。
He just denied Christ before a small servant girl. And he swore to deny him. Peter had fallen. This man can never get up again. Because he comes to the true knowledge of himself. Even though he's disappointed. But Jesus was not disappointed with him. When Jesus rose from the dead, he told the disciples, go tell Peter that I have risen from the dead. Not only this, Jesus himself looked for Peter and revealed himself to Peter. That time when he met Peter, we don't know what he had spoken to Peter. But I'm sure the words encouraged Peter. Therefore, Peter returned back to the brethren. And he gathered with the brethren. After a while, Peter cannot get up. He said, this kind of living is not stable. He told the brethren, I'm going back fishing. I'm going to go back to my own profession. I cannot go on this way. I don't have any more strength. So the brethren said, okay, you go fishing, we go with you. You're the oldest. If you want to take another way, we will go with you. So they all went fishing that day. And amazingly, it is also very strange. They fished all night and have caught nothing. They did not find great fish nor small fish. In the morning, they were very tired. They were hungry and cold. Brothers, at this moment, Jesus came and revealed himself to them. Jesus told them, little one, do you have anything to eat? Jesus prepared fish for them. Prepared bread and prepared fire. And Jesus called to them and revealed himself to them. And he told them,
插在船的右边。
You need to cast your net on the right side of the boat.
结果他们打了多少条鱼，你还记得吗？
And how many fish did they caught?
你都忘记了，是不是？
You probably will not forget now.
给我们算过，是不是？
Because our brother has calculated and explained to us about the number.
多少条鱼啊？
How many?
153条。
153。153 great fish.
不是说这个天气不好打不到鱼了。
It is not that it was a bad day and they cannot catch anything.
也不是说这个人不用力，那个人不用力，所以今天我们一夜都没打到鱼。
And it's also not people are lazy so they cannot catch anything.
我们会怪这怪那一个。
But it's just oftentimes we will blame these people or blame the situation.
我们就是怪那环境。
And we will blame the environment.
我们没有看见弟兄姊妹这一切都在。
We did not see that everything is in the hand of God. Jesus wants us to have a true knowledge of ourselves so that we're willing to lay aside ourselves and we will not rely upon ourselves but rely upon His grace and live in His grace. When Jesus told them what to do and they listened to His command,And they caught 153 great fish.
亲爱的兄弟们
Fun sisters.
何等的丰富
It is so abundant.
当彼得看见这样的光景
When Peter saw this,
他就梳上一条 一个布 梳上一个衣服就跳在海里
He girded himself and he jumped into the sea.
当然这是外面做的电视
And this is something he did outwardly.
从里面的感觉来说
But from his feeling in his heart,
他明白了真实的
He gained a true knowledge of himself. This person who is self-confident, who is self-reliant, at that time he realized he has nothing. He cannot do anything. Therefore he threw himself in the sea. Brothers and sisters, this is the experience we need to have. The Lord will guide us to the point that we will be disappointed with ourselves.We will know that we are nothing. We cannot do anything. Only at this moment, we will need grace. We will realize we need Jesus Christ. If Jesus did not lead us to such kind of point, we still will not feel we need Christ. Even though we often talk about His grace.But we do not know how precious His grace is. Jesus oftentimes allows us to fail. To allow us to meet difficulties. All the works of the enemy of the Lord is to cause us to know ourselves. You think that you're able, then look at for yourself. If you think you're capable, look at yourself. If God has mercy on us,We will often meet faith to know that we are nothing. We are not able to do anything. Then we shall be disappointed with ourselves. At this moment, the grace of God shall be revealed. In the book of Acts, we see during the time of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured down among them.Filled all of us. And the Holy Spirit brought with him the full grace, like the water flowing, filled every one of us. They have all been filled with the Holy Spirit and full of God's grace. Brother and sister, at this moment you see Peter was different than before.He is a person who lives in grace. He is a person who relies upon grace. When he is filled with grace, and he stood up and spoke. He doesn't need anyone to say, go forward and say something. He doesn't need anyone to force him. He doesn't need man's word. He has a feeling he got up and spoke.
我也没有准备。
He didn't consider. I have not prepared.
那我到底要讲什么话呢
？What should I say？
这么多人在听我讲。
So many people are listening.
他们看见这样奇妙的事情，这个奇妙的事。
They have seen such amazing things.
我要讲什么？怎么解释给他们听呢
？What should I say? How should I explain?
因为他没有想到自己。
Francis, he did not consider himself.
被主带到
Because he has been brought to the end of his road with Christ. He has laid aside himself.
没有想到自己,
did not consider for himself.
没有想到那个他自己能不能,
he did not consider if he is capable. He just relied upon God's grace. When the Holy Spirit moved in him, he stood up and explained.
弟兄们，那篇章最好了。
Friend, sister, that was the best sermon.
我希望你们把彼得头一篇章读一读。
I hope that you will study the first sermon Peter gave.
讲到圣经的旧约的根据。
He talked about the Old Testament.
然后再讲到主耶稣救赎。
Then he talked about the salvation of Jesus Christ.
他怎样从死里复活。
How he risen from the dead.
他怎样升到天上。
And ascended into heaven.
怎样把圣灵大浇灌下来。
And poured down the Holy Spirit.
神怎样立他为主为基督了。
How God has set him, established him as the Lord.
弟兄们，那一篇道不仅是那么清楚。
That sermon was so clear.
讲的是那么中肯。
And it is so to the point.
是满了能力。
And it's full of power.
结果就三千人大悔改得救。
And 3,000 repented and believed in Christ.
你说怎么那么能力啊？
He said, how can he have such great power?
我们也盼望三千人。
We also wish for 3,000.
人没有，这三百人、三十人也没有。
We don't have 3,000 people, nor 30.
我们对自己不认识。
It's because we don't know ourselves.
我们还没有被主带到绝望的里面。
We have not been led to the end of the road.
我们仍然是在依靠我们自己。
We're still depending on ourselves.
所以主的恩典在彰显不出来。
Therefore, the grace of God cannot be revealed.
什么时候你把你自己完全放下啊？
Whenever you lay aside yourself.
你自己绝望了。
Whenever you are, you gave up, you're hopeless with yourself.
才从我们里面出来。
Then the grace of God can be revealed.
活在恩典里面时候。
And when we live in grace, this grace shall be manifested. And when the grace is manifested, it is full of power. And it's so effective. Friends, sisters, so many people are saying,
好多人就说，哎呀，彼得真了不起啊。
And people will congratulate Peter, say, you are wonderful.
弟兄们，彼得有没有骄傲呢？
Was Peter proud?
因为从今之后，那我就变真实变成一个大使徒了。
He said, from now on, I am the greatest apostle.
我一次的。
The first sermon.
都不需要准备的。
I don't need to prepare.
那么一讲就有三千人得救。
And I preach and 3,000 believe.
啊，从今之后，彼得可了不起了。
From now on, Peter is a great person.
但是彼得一点都没有。
But he did not.
因为他知道这不是他做的。
He knew that he did not do
that. 为我说这些话，他讲不出来。
He is not able to speak such kind of words.
讲出来的话,
even if he is able to say the word, it is without power.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
one sister,
他认识自己,
he knew himself.
他知道不是他,
he knows it's not himself.
应该是恩典,
it is grace.
不再是我,
it is no longer I.
基督在我里面活着,
but Christ lives in me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
one sister,
彼得是一个活在恩典里头的一个人。
Peter was a person who lived in grace.
第三章的时候。
In chapter 3,
彼得到了那个到圣殿里去祷告。
Peter went to the temple to pray.
那么他去祷告，在门口碰到一个瘸腿的。
He met a lame man at the gate.
这个瘸腿的人呢，是天天被人抬到那个圣殿美门口来。
People carry this crippled beggar to the gate every day.
都认识这个人的。
And everyone knew this man.
可能好多年都是这样，天天到那里去祷拜。
Meaning, maybe he has been begging there for many years.
那天他的那个瘸腿又坐在那个地方。
That day the cripple was sitting there.
他们看见他看见这彼得和约翰要到圣殿里去。
He saw Peter and John went to the temple.
啊，求彼得，你给我给我一点钱好不好？求他周济周济他。
So he asked for alms.
那这个时候彼得他已经成了大使徒了。
At this time, Peter was a great apostle.
相当有名望了。
He is very famous.
像这样小的事情啊，他不大会理会到的。
And small things like that, he probably didn't even need to care.
我要祷告，我有重要的事情要去做的。
I need to go into the temple to pray. I am very important.
祷告完了，我们要开会。
And after the prayer, we'll have a meeting.
这三千人怎么办？
We need to decide what to do with the 3,000.
这么小事情。
With such great things placed before me, and you are just a small
thing.
I don't even need to look at you. But my sister Peter wasn't like that. By his nature, maybe he was such a person. But for a person who lives in grace, they will follow the Holy Spirit. He has a feeling for this man. He looked at this man. When he fixed his gaze upon him,
可以，觉得主要去救他。
he knew God wants to save this man. So Peter said, look at us. So this person looked at them.
He
thought maybe Peter will give him a lot of money. But Peter's words truly disappointed him. Silver and gold I do not have. I have nothing. But what I have, I gave you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.
说完了这话，就拉他走起来。
And after his words, he put onto him and raised him. And this person was healed instantly.
跳着站着赞美神。
And this person leaped and walked and jumped to praise the Lord.
那实在是做的一件事情。
This is a work done by God.
很多的时候,
many times,
我们不大注意小的事。
We will not take notice of small things. We only look at great things.
弟兄姊妹,
friends, in small things like this, the effect is great.
这个瘸腿人,
after this crippled man has been healed, not only the high priests are astonished, many people are astonished. And they preach the gospel again.
有几多少人得救了?
How many people say?
5,000.
If you do not take notice of the small things, God will not commit great things to you. Many times people wish to preach.
哎呀,派我去讲道,我好好讲道。
If you send me to preach, then I will do a good job.
叫我去整洁的话呢,
if you send me to do cleaning, then this is too small for me. If we're not faithful in small things, people will not commit you to the great things. There was a sister. And people arranged for her to do the dishes.
要看望啊,我是要造就的啊。
She says, my job is to edify. And washing dishes is not my job.
亲爱的兄弟们,
but sisters,
若是我活在恩典的里面,
if we live in grace,
是开在小事上,在中心,
we will be willing to be faithful in small things.
人就看不起的,
even things that people despise. People look down upon. People think it's trivial. But for a person who lives in grace, they are faithful even in small things. Therefore, Peter had grew in grace. In chapter
4,
you see that they encounter persecution. People had captured them. The priests and the elders threatened them. Do not preach in the name of Jesus Christ Nazareth. They say we ought to listen to God and not to men. And so they threatened them some more. And released them. When they went back, they went to the brothers. And told the brethren what the priest had told them.
讲完之后呢, 哎,这个祭司长,真是,他怎么这样子对付我们?
After they said all these things, did they complain about how the priest treated them?
我们那是有一个病人吗? 那个病人完全好了吗?
Did they explain for themselves that, look, we just healed the person? They did not complain.
没有怨言,
they did not murmur.
他们只做一件事,
they only did one thing.
还有一些祷告,
they gathered and prayed.
赞美神,
praise the Lord.
神是创造天地万有的神,
because God is the one that created the universe.
他们没有看见说对这是人对不起他们。
They did not say that people had wronged them.
看见说这是照着神的旨意。
But they say that this is according to God's will.
不是来攻击我们。
Not to attack us.
乃是攻击你的圣徒那个圣徒耶稣。
But they attacked Jesus Christ.
是照着你的旨意。
It is according to your will.
他们完全服在这些旨意之下。
And they totally submit themselves under the will of God. Without complaint,
没有埋怨,
without murmur,
只有在赞美,
only praises.
Oh, 亲爱的兄弟们,
just when they are praising God,
能力在彰显出来,
great power was revealed from them.
都在大大的震动,
the whole earth shook. And it shook the power of hell. When we encounter problems,
我们碰到难处的时候,
We often complain. If we have done it for God's sake, and we encounter problems, and then we feel even more sure we can complain. I am not doing this for myself. I am testifying for God. Why do I encounter so much problems? And why do I encounter such loss? From sisters, many times we complain. We do not have praise. A person who lives in grace, they have no complaints. They only have praise. When Peter wrote the first Peter, he says, we must submit ourselves under the great hand of God. This is the hand of God. And it is His will. We need to submit ourselves under Him. When they have such kind of submission, grace was revealed from them. Even the power of hell was shaken. In Acts chapter 5, they moved forward. And beginning of the chapter recorded about Ananias. They had sold their property. But they kept something for themselves. Majority of the money was given to the apostles. At that time, Peter was moved by the Spirit. And he exhorted Ananias.
Ananias,
how is that Satan has so filled your heart and lied about it to the Holy Spirit? Isn't all the money belongs to you? And even if you sold your property, you can still do whatever you want with the money. But why do you lie to the Holy Spirit?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, it is very difficult to scold people. We all like to say words that please men. Words that compliment people. But many times we do not want to say negative things. Why do we not dare to say? It is because we're not faithful to God. We always want to please men. But we do not notice a God's desire. At this moment, the Holy Spirit wants him to say. And he spoke according to the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit shall bear the responsibility. I don't have time to repeat the whole story. But in love, we should always keep the truth. I'm not telling you to go around and criticize people. And if this way, we will have lots of problems. But we must live in grace. Follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If God wants me to say, then I shall speak. If He wants me to be silent, then I shall be silent. Sometimes when God wants me to say something that does not please men, maybe I will say something to Him, He will not come to meeting anymore. No matter what, he still would donate most of his money. But if you say things to him, he will never offer anymore. And the church will have a great loss. But Sister Peter did not live in himself. But he lived in grace. When God wanted him to speak, he spoke. It doesn't matter what man would treat him. Or what the result will be. This is the person who lives in grace. He followed the Lord faithfully and loyally. In chapter 12, it mentioned about Peter again. That time Peter was being taken captive. Chapter 6, we also see Peter's story. It shows us that there were problems in the church. And there are complaints and murmurs among brothers and sisters. When there is problem, what should we do? Not that we should discuss and figure out a way to solve the problem. When they encounter problems, he returned back to God and prayed. Why do we have problems? He seeks for God's will. When he prayed, He found out they have been wrong. So he talked to he spoke to the brothers and sisters. We have laid aside God's business. We only take care of the meals. This is not reasonable. We need to focus on preaching and praying. This is what God has committed to us. Today we have laid aside what God has committed us to do. We are managing the money, managing meals. Of course, if you're a coordinator for this, you're happy. But what is God asking you to do? So Peter was adjusted. We must focus on praying and preaching. We need to select a brother and sister who can manage these money and meals. A person who lives in grace. He is very easily to be adjusted. He will not hold on to what he desires. But he can be corrected. He can be adjusted. After he has been adjusted, we see the word of God increase. And the people the believers increase. And the book of Acts until chapter 15 shows us Peter continued to grow in grace. He continued to move forward. It is not telling us that he never failed. In the book of Galatians, we see Peter failed. And that was a serious mistake. And because of Peter's failure, and Paul said, for the gospel's sake, He rose up to face Peter. He did not even leave any room for Peter. If you are not a Peter, you would say that I am very qualified. I am the elderly brother. How can you scold me before all the people? We'll probably be very upset. And we will never forgive
him.
I will never see Paul again.
弟兄姊妹,
the brothers and sisters. A person who lives in grace is one who can accept criticism. Peter had learned his lesson. He also when he wrote 2 Peter, he says, our brother Paul has written many things that is difficult to understand. Do not explain according to your will. You must have the revelation from the Holy Spirit. So he has no problem with Paul. He has no there's no barrier between them. Because he is a person who lives in grace. He lives in grace all his life. He continued to grow in grace. At the end, he encouraged us to grow in grace. Only when we live in grace and allow grace to increase in us and allow grace to be manifest from us, then we shall have spiritual growth. And our whole person shall change. This is what 2 Peter showed us. When we grow into maturity, and we are like Christ, that's the day when Jesus will come to take us, to be with him forever.